Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, welcome to Fort Recovery Radio. I'm Dave Kopp, along with the Hall of Famer Bob Stogler and Spencey on the computer, getting ready for a big old MAC game tonight, Bobby, and we got a tough one over here at Veterans Field.
We do. It's always fun to come over here and compete against Cavaliers, and should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, we're coming in at 2-1 here in the MAC, and Coldwater's 1-2, and Spencey informed me that they had kind of a goofy thing at New Bremen the other night. They had a pitcher that had thrown too many pitches on Monday night's Spence.
That's what I think it is, yeah. Earlier,
so they had to forfeit that ball game. So that's how they ended up 1-2 in the MAC.
I didn't either until they were just talking about it.
Okay. So interesting.
Well, you can't cheat.
There's
a lot of cheaters over there.
Well, what are you
pretty
do?
Sure they weren't trying to cheat. Mm-hmm. I think he pitched in the seventh inning, and they're up 10-2. So I don't think they were cheating.
Well, hey.
Victory's a victory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's exactly right. Well, it's 4:52. Game's supposed to start at 5, and I think it's going to be right on time. Managers are out there at home plate talking to the guys in blue. And what did it say out there? 52 degrees, I think I saw before.
52 yeah, nice degrees crowd out there today. And Indians fans down the left, right field line. And it should be a good one, Cub. We're coming off a doubleheader split with South Adams.
They're pretty tough, aren't they?
Well, the kid that pitched the first game was a player. He struck out 15. But you know what? We battled.
Sure.
In the second game, we just kind of took care of business. And I think Boateng getting the ball today sets us up, and he's pitched well.
You know, we were kind of talking back and forth last night, and you thought maybe Alex would get the ball. And we got two MAC games a week, and Bo pitched last Tuesday at Verzales, and Harold and I did that game, and he was fantastic. He had him off guard the whole game, and we certainly had our chances to score runs against the Tigers, just never pushed one across the plate. So got beat 1-0 in a toughie over there, and then listened to you guys on Thursday night against the Blue Jays. And
how'd you like the sucker? Is that all right?
You didn't think that's unbelievable. I couldn't sleep.
You're
crunching,
trying to sleep
sucking,
during the
crunching,
game?
Crunching, sucking.
Huh. Well, it wasn't bad enough that Bubba was doing it. Fee knew it irritated you, so he grabbed one too.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I'd turn it off and just follow on something else. But hey, I'm going to go through the starting lineups here for the home team. The Coldwater Cavaliers is going to be Marcel Blasingame. He will be out in center field. Blasingame is a name we've heard for a long time over here, Bobby.
Yes.
And then we got another well-known name, Braylon Harlemet. He will be at second base. AJ Harlemet will be at behind the plate. He'll be the catcher batting third. Braxton Howell will be at third base. He'll be the cleanup batter for the Cavaliers. Batting fifth is Evan Harlemert, so that's the third one. And he will be at shortstop. Luke Sudoff will be at first base. He'll be batting sixth. Batting seventh is Mason Welch. He'll be the DH. And Curtis Durrow will be out in right field. Batting eighth is Cole Etzler. He will be in left field. And the man on the mound is Keegan Brueggemann, and I think he's actually their stud, isn't he, Bobby?
Keegan is, I know, it's the grandson of Jack and Peg, who play golf out all the time. We see him at the Elks.
Okay.
And he's a heck of a player. He gets the ball tonight for the Cavs.
Yep, he gets the ball for the Cavaliers. For the Fort Recovery Indians, it's going to be Landon Post, as always, leading us off, playing second base. And then we're going to have Greasy down in third. He's been doing well. How did he hit it Saturday?
Good, absolutely. Start, and he got a couple base hits.
Very, very good. Wyatt Benn will be out in right field batting third. Cale Ramel will be out in left field batting fourth. Troy Homan will be batting fifth. He will be out in center field. Daniel Patch will be at first base batting sixth. Batting seventh will be Alex Deuce at shortstop. And we got Tobes behind the plate. He'll be batting eighth. And Bo Tin has the ball for the Indians this evening, and he will be in the ninth hole position. So I think we're getting ready for the national anthem. Spencey, we'll play that, pay some bills, and we'll be back for first pitch right after this.
this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobe at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
All right, welcome back to Coldwater Veterans Field here in Coldwater, where the Indians are going to take on the Coldwater Cavaliers here in the fourth game of the MAC. Indians coming in here at 2-1 in the MAC, Cavaliers 1-2 in the MAC. Sure would be nice to give them a loss number three tonight, Bobby. I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll find out in a couple hours.
Yeah. I think they're going to be mad.
Well, we get off to a good start for the Indians today, and the top of the order has really contributed to that. And this guy right here has been a tough out all year.
He's a big part of it, and Posty's played some stellar defense for the entire season so far, and his bat has been very, very useful. So looking forward to this. We got Brigham on the mound. We got Hardiman behind the plate, and Landon Post going to step in here for the game's first pitch exactly at 5 o'clock.
Imagine how they do that. It's so easy to do that. I'm good, Neil. Thanks.
Whoa, pitch number one goes way behind Landon Post and back to the screen. Posty looked out there like, wee.
They're both smiling.
Supposed to come in on this side of me, cowboy. Yep. Put her in the back of me.
Ben Malk behind the plate.
That pitch is outside.
Ryan Farrell on the bases.
Quickly.
Malk and Farrell.
Landon finds himself 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the third pitch of the game, and that one's on the inside edge for a strike. Brigham not a big kid out there, really. You know, he's not a big strong guy, no. But he can whip it, can't he?
Yep.
Here comes the 2-1. That's high, ball three. So Posty's got another advantage here. Hitter's pitch coming up to him. Caden Greasy on deck, followed by Wyatt Benn in the hole.
419-852-9201 if you're listening. Give us a shout.
There's one swung on and back to the screen. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Be nice to get Posty on here. Tell you what, we've come over here. We've had some super fun times and great games. We've left here awfully upset once in a while, and we've had our butts kicked over
here.
So that's a ball outside, and the first base runner is on, and that's Landon Post with a base on balls.
Copy, looking out there at the diamond. I got 315 to the right field line, 348 right center. Center's field, 380 out there. You hit one out of there, you're a man.
You bet you're
348 to left center, and 335 down the left field line. Boy, the diamond looks great. They've stuck a lot of money in it this year.
Yep, they did a lot of work.
They've had a lot
of
headaches.
Yeah, they did. That's what I heard, too. All right, Caden Greasy comes up, pulls back on him. Showed bunt, pulled back, took ball one. Be nice to get him on over. I think that's what Coach Eink is thinking, too. Shows bunt this time, pulls back again, and that's going to be taken on the outside edge for a strike. Fans still coming into the old ball orchard? Not used to the game starting on time.
No. Yeah, that's where it's 10, 15.
Here comes the 1-1. This time he shows bunt, pulls and takes it and pops it foul out of play.
Kind of bunted at a foul there.
Bunted at a ball? Yes, yeah. He did. One of the Redskins scouts coming over here to catch a glimpse of the ball. I'm thinking the Fort Recovery Indians because the Redskins already played the Cavaliers.
That is right.
Beat their pants off. Quick throw over. Posted back in time. Weather's going to start warming up here now. Tomorrow better. Thursday better.
Kathy Etzler checks in today. She might have a little rooting interest. In
Ooh, swing and a miss
game.
At a high fastball. Greasy goes down for the first out.
That's Mike's son and her grandson Cole is playing left field, right?
Ah, okay, yeah. Very, very good.
Greasy, a little anxious there. I don't think he got seen a strike.
Even the one that was called a strike, I thought was outside. But swing and a miss by Wyatt Benn. One out, one on here. Top of the first inning, no score. Indians and the Cavaliers. Supposed to be a pretty big lead down there. There he goes. That's high. Throw down to second in time, but I think he's going to slide underneath it, and he's going to be safe.
Yeah, good pitch to Stillhans over Wyatt's Ben's head and landed in there easy. Now, come on, Benny, base hit.
All right, now we got somebody in scoring position. Be nice to see Wyatt get a hold of one here and put it out in the grass and get the old Indians on top here one time. Here comes a 1-1. That's swung on and hit foul back towards the old full recovery bus. A little shy of it.
Missed it. A little short.
Benny finds himself in the hole now. One ball, two strikes. Posty out at second. Got to fight it off. That one's outside. Good eye by Wyatt Benn. Curveball covered a lot of territory right there. Evens count now, two balls and two strikes. I think we might see another curveball right here, Bobby. Nope, fastball pops him up, going to hit us in the roof.
Yep.
And down she goes.
Why didn't he reach out and grab that?
Where did it land?
Right here.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
You should have seen the one over Verzales. It's classic. Me and Fee and Spence all took off running.
I was listening. Come on, Wyatt.
Here comes a 2-2. That's inside. Going to hit him in the arm. Ooh, Benny not happy with that one. Thumped him pretty good, and he's holding that baby going down to first. Nothing like getting a good old frog on the forearm.
Yeah, because he's throwing that thing in there about 82, 84 mile an hour.
Yeah, Benny's still walking her off out there at first base.
Benny's been working at my house. He's on the Jeff Littmer kitchen crew redoing my kitchen.
Oh, Wyatt is?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Kid's awesome.
Yeah, he is. He's a good boy.
All right, let's go. Come on, Kale. Stay hot.
All right, now we got runners at first and second. One out here. Cleanup batter coming to the plate, number two, senior Cale Rammel. A couple runners on here. I'd love to see him get a base knock one time. That's inside, ball one.
The first game Saturday, we were getting beat 8-0, and it's like 8-2, and he's up, bases are loaded, and he hits one, lands about a foot in front of the fence. And he got into second,
get up. Oh, it's going to be caught and thrown over to second base, landed back in time. Kind of a weak line ball when it took off from here. I thought it was maybe had a chance, but it was kind of a weaker one, and it went down to the shortstop. He caught it, flipped back to second baseman, but landed back in time. So out number two for Cale Rammel brings up Troy Boy. Troy, big hit right here, be huge.
Anyway, he hits a double. He's at second, a throw into the plate. He tries to get third, and he was out by 8 miles.
Troy takes that one on the outside edge for a strike.
You know, he was talking to Todd last night, and he talked about Troy's in a little bit of a funk, and he said he was up at SAC Sunday night, Big Roscoe throwing him some BP, and he said Troy walked out of there feeling a little better about his swing.
That one's way outside for a ball. I hope so. You know, he stands in there. He's got great form, great swing, great cut. Just
a slump just to him is not a slump to most people.
Yeah, he's going to hit the ball.
Yep.
There goes Posty on a 1-1. There's going
nice
to be
job.
No throw down to third. So now the Indians are first and third with two outs.
Yeah, he's still dead on his own.
Yeah, I think they have that green light to, you know, and he had a huge lead and piece of cake. So now it makes a little different. Wyatt down there at second. We'll see once what they try to do here.
Yeah, Keegan forgot to look him back, and he just kind of walked to third.
Here comes the 2-1. That's outside again. And what's Indians going to try to get him out, and he's going to be out. So the Indians try to do it. They throw him out of the game?
No. They say he's out.
Oh, okay. Well, so the Indians try to do a delayed steal, and the ball goes down to second. Fires back to home, and Posty's out here at home plate for out number three. So the Indians try to do a little trickiness here. And doesn't work out for the Indians, and quickly they're out of the inning. So in the top of the first inning, no runs, a couple runners left on. We go to the bottom of the first, no score.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we stock many disposable medical supplies, including ostomy, urinary, wound care, laryngectomy, enteral formulas, breast pumps, and more. So call Kalp Pharmacy Medical Equipment at 1-866-526-0976 to speak with our medical supply representative to learn more. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. We do know that Landon Post was ejected from the ball game. We're trying to get the scoop on that, whether it was because he crashed into the catcher or because he didn't slide or if he said something. We don't know yet. Bobby's on it. He's trying to figure it out. And as soon as we know something, we'll get it to you. But here we go, bottom of the first inning. It's going to be blessing game, Hardermert and Hardermert. Braylon Hardermert bats second. A.J. bats third. And Marcel Blassingame leads off for the Cavaliers. What'd you find out, Bobby?
Well, he was thrown out because he didn't slide.
Because he didn't slide. That's when I had a hunch. He just kind of barreled in there. And
Malk threw him out right away. I think you have to slide, and he kind of barreled into him. And right away, it gives him the old heave-ho.
He can watch from now on.
Yep.
Sit on the old pine. So here we go. Bo 10 out there getting ready to pitch to the Cavaliers. Again, he pitched a marvelous ball game a week ago tonight at Versailles. First pitch taken high and inside for a ball. Indian strand, one runner, the top half of the first inning. Got two on, had a walk, and then Wyatt Ben got TKO'd there, got hit pretty hard in the elbow. That pitch is going to be ball two.
New second baseman with the Indians, Sage Wendell.
Sage Wendell comes in, takes in for Landon Post. Good idea.
Yep.
That pitch is swung on right back up the middle. It hits the bag, and that's going to be a base hit. So, leadoff base hit by Marcel Blassingame. I thought Bo had a good chance fielding that ball.
Bo should have fielded that one.
I thought he did have it.
Kind of hid behind him there for a bit, didn't it?
Yep. Then went out there, one or two hops, and hit second base. Landon was lined up to at least feel that he never got the guy at first anyway.
Yeah. All right, Braylon Harlemert coming up. Nobody out here. Man on first. See what Bo's got in his bag. That one's taken high and outside. You know, we definitely have more room behind home plate to our backstop than what Coldwater has, don't we, Bobby?
Yeah, we do, no doubt.
Here comes the pitch. That swung on and knocked foul over to the old Dairy Queen over here. Coldwater Community Park. One ball, one strike to Braylon Harlemert. Quick throw over to first. Back in time. Daniel Patch down there playing first base for the Indians.
Make sure you say nice things about the Harlemert boys. Their great-grandmother sitting over here with us.
I certainly will. I can handle that.
I'd say if you said anything bad about them, you'd have to make it up because there isn't much you could say bad about those guys.
That's true. Very, very true, Spencey.
Excuse me, Mrs. Brunswick, I'm sorry. Their grandkids.
All right, Bo, need a strike here, even a count. Two balls and a strike. There goes the runner. That swung on. Hit and run was on. That could be a possible play by Riggs. He's straight up in the air, comes back, and hits just out of play. The old hit and run was on. That evens the count. Two balls, two strikes. Could be the exact same thing. Another big lead over there by Blassingame. Here comes a 2-2. That's outside. Bo couldn't get that fastball across the plate. Now he's going to have to bring one in there. Don't want to put the first two on with nobody out.
You going down to Dragons for Saturday?
There goes a runner, and no throw, ball four. Am I going to the Dragons on Saturday? No, I don't think my first tickets are... Oh, we play there, don't we?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Every time we go down there, it's supposed to rain. What's the weather
supposed to rain? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've never been there on a nice day.
No, every time we go down there, it rains. So base on balls after the base hit puts runners at first and second. Nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning. Indians in a little jam. Need to get a need it out like nobody's business. Here comes A.J. Harlemert.
Swinging away or button?
I think he'll probably swing away early in the game. And he does. He docks that one foul back there by old Blue.
Got to be about out of balls.
Hit the old parking lot. No foul, no harm out there. Patchy's playing him in. Greasy's playing him back. Somebody's got to cover third.
Good curve.
Curveball comes in there and catches the inside edge for a strike. Now Bo's ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. take care of this guy yourself here. Big Bo.
So if you don't slide, it is automatic at home plate.
I'm guessing. That's what I kind of had a hunch because he really.
You caught it right away. You was on it.
That one's hit hard down the left field line. Hopefully it hooks foul. It does. By about a foot.
Yep. Length of Neil's mustache.
2 foot.
Probably a little closer to Rich Yockish's mustache, yes. But yeah.
2 foot. Indians catch a break there because that was going to score one at least. Although White got over there, he definitely had it cut off, but that was definitely going to bring in one. No balls, two strikes. Time for the old Uncle Charlie here. Pull string on him one time, Bo. Here comes the pitch, and that's a rocket.
There's
down to Greasy, and nobody covered the bag. It was a bang-bang play, but we get to the line drive and out number one.
Yeah, that was hit right on the screws, right at Greasy. Didn't even move.
Nope.
Yep.
Big out.
Yeah, Sage didn't have a chance to get over there to cover the bag in time. So
yeah, the fielders were playing where they're supposed to field the ball, and
it was a bang banger.
Weren't able to get the runner double him off. But
now brings up the third baseman Braxton Howe with runners at first and second, one out. That pitch is taken for a strike on the inside edge. Nice pitch right there by old Bo.
Well, Bo's not overpowering, but he is, you know, his key.
He's got about
is,
4 pitches, yeah, you know.
The key is he can't throw a straight ball.
Yeah, he's got about 4 pitches.
Yep.
That pitch is taken high. Runner goes, and we throw it out in left field. Here comes the runner. Wyatt's going to bring it to third. Wyatt, runner safe at third, and the runner safe at home. Briggs had all the time in the world, but
yeah.
Caden Greasy wasn't covering the bag good enough, and he threw it down the, you know, down the, it wasn't on the bag, it was in foul territory. Yeah. And
they're on the catcher, but the runners were going on the play, and it was a double steal, and the runners also goes to third. So now,
right, so Braylon Hardeman ends up at third base. Marcel Blasingames crosses the plate for the game's first run, and it's a 1-1 count here with one out to Braxton Howe. Curveball stays way high. Evan Harderman on deck. Here comes a 2-1. Pretty good looking pitch. Going to be staying a little low. Going to make it three balls and one strike.
2019, was we at State that year? Was they at State same year we was there?
I think it's been before
what
that.
What year was we there? 17?
I wanted to say 15 and 16.
Okay, all right. 15, 16.
That one's inside, ball four. So Bo walks to the cleanup hitter, and that's going to bring Evan Hardeman to the plate. Two base on balls, two freebies. So far here in the first inning. Coach ain't going to go out and talk to his right-hander. Yep. Sam Boers there at first and third. Let's just settle down here a little bit.
Yeah, not the start we's after.
Nope.
Well, not at this point. I mean, I think we got plenty of chances here yet, but last thing we want to do is give them a really big crooked number.
Yep, our delayed steal kind of killed our momentum, and now they have momentum rolling, and let's see how this turns out here. I think we're still going to be okay, but home plate umpire's going out saying, break her up, boys. Let's play ball.
It's kind of neat how all the runners run over and talk to the third base coach, talk to their coach during a timeout. We never did that.
Not when you played?
No.
No.
Who was your coach?
Who's our coach? Yeah. Mr. Chuck Etzler was my senior.
Let's say maybe he didn't have much to say. Maybe he didn't know much about baseball. That's definitely not true about Chuck Etzler.
That pitch is high and inside, ball one. Evan Hardeman, your batter, followed by Luke Sudoff on deck. Yeah. There goes the runner. Riggs going to fire down to second. Alex cuts it off early, and runner goes back to third. So now they get runners at second and third. One out. And one good base hit away, making this a 3-0 ball game here in the bottom of the first inning.
So a strikeout pop-up. Then get out of the inning.
That would be perfect. That one's going to go in there. Ground ball at the middle. Axe going to have to make a play. Scoops it up. Fires over to first. Runner's going to come in and score. Nice play by Daniel Pash down there at first base to suck that one up. But we do pick up an out. So Hardermert goes down 6-3 in the old scorebook. Braylon Hardermert comes across him late to make it 2-0. Braxton Howe moves over to third base. And that brings Luke Sudoff to the plate. So 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs on one hit. That's never a good sign, folks. Let's get you out here. Go up and get the old bats out. There's a nice pitch right there by Bo for a strike. Evens the count of 1-1.
Yep, get out here. Getting two. Get the bats out.
Yeah, exactly. Here comes a 1-1. Curveball comes in there.
Ooh.
I thought that baby was close to catching the edge across the front part of the plate.
Yeah, it might have dropped right before it got to the plate.
2-2, 2 outs here. Indians need an out big time right here. There's a weak ground ball over to Daniel Patch.
All right.
Patchy's going to scoop it up, step on the bag for out number 3, and the Indians only give them 2. So the Indians get a little bit lucky right there. First two guys on, nobody out. We only give up 2. But at the end of one complete, Coldwater Cavaliers 2, Fort Recovery Indians 0.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Wayne IGA is having a big sale on quality Eckrich products all this month. All varieties of their smoked sausage are on sale. 2 packages for just $7. Regular or thick-cut bologna is just 2 packages for $5. And all varieties of Eckrich hot dogs are 2 for just $4. Stop in and stock up. Eckrich, the name you have known and trusted for years, is on sale all this month at Wayne IGA, your friendly hometown store that saves you more.
All right, here we go. Back for the top of the second inning. Indians trail 2-0 here to the Cavaliers. Troy Holman getting to see the pitcher for the second time, even though it's still its first at bat. He was at the plate when Landon Post got thrown out at home on a delayed steal. He takes his first pitch for a strike. That one's in the dirt.
You know he's getting a base hit here. It always happens.
Yeah, since we had runners in second. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I'd like to see him get off base here, too. Nice pitch right there on the 1-1 count. Makes it 1-2.
How's the popcorn?
Not too shabby. I'm going to hold me over. Where are you going to take me after the game, Bobby?
I've got to get some wings, don't we, for sober?
Well, they've always been one of my faves.
Yep.
And they always have ice cold pop.
Yep.
go wrong with
then
that.
Then you might get to see Jerry Post.
And Big Jerry be in there. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball stays outside. Three balls, two strikes. How about my Red Leggers last night?
8-1.
Can of whoop butt on the old Tampa Bay Rays. Here comes a payoff pitch. Swung on and fought off by Troy over in the batting cage. I have to think Troy's dad's here somewhere. Mr. Totter's got to be here somewhere. Yeah,
if he's not, he's delivering.
He's down there.
Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Yeah, he was standing down by the big pole.
Yep. Yep, he's down there.
Strikeout number 2 so far for the Indians. Like I say, Bregman's not a big dude out there, but, man, he can really move the ball. It's going to bring our first baseman, number, I can't see his number, 66. 66, yeah. High curveball.
Come on, Daniel.
Senior Daniel Patch. Shortstop Alex Deuce on deck. That one swung on and fouled right over the top of our heads.
Bit a hater, Daniel.
Be hit around her on
Why
there.
Why you gonna be a hater?
Hit her.
Oh.
And mouthful of seeds. Mouthful of popcorn. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on. That was gonna take my teeth out.
That one, no, it's gonna hit me right in the you know where. That thing was a groin shot coming right at me. I even winced.
I love that when them foul balls go back and hit that right above the fence and people sitting in the front row, Major League Classics. Here comes a 1-2. Swung at a high heater and about an hour late. So got behind that one. Hard to lay off the old high cheese, and Daniel goes for it. Out number 2, strikeout number 2 in this inning. Strikeout number 3 for Bergerman. And that's going to bring our shortstop, Alex Deuce, to the plate with Riggs Toby on deck. Curveball working now beautifully for Brigham. Leads him off with that bad boy. And that was about a 6-3 curveball. Oh, hard one there in the inside. Just misses Alex. Deucey saw what Wyatt Ben's elbow looks like. He doesn't want nothing to do with that. Here comes a 1-1. Curveball stays outside. Good eye by Alex.
The big fee couldn't be here tonight because he has his mother-in-law's birthday party.
Happy birthday,
Cheryl.
The big 7-5.
You're not supposed to say their name, their number.
Well, I think everybody in Port Recovery knows Cheryl.
Okay.
Well, if you look at her, she ain't 75.
No. Yeah, I was kind of surprised when he said that.
I knew she was a
Maybe
year
he was lying. Maybe
levels.
Harold don't even know.
Yeah.
Maybe Harold just making a number up.
Well, I'm 73, and she was at least a year older than I am, so.
Here comes the 3-1 to Alex. That's high and inside. Hits him right in the old left shoulder. So Deucey gets on the hard way. Second time we've been hit by a pitch in as many innings.
I think that was a pretty good glance. It wasn't a thump. So that helps.
Okay, you tell him that. Tell Alex that.
Alex has just nipped you.
Yeah, come on, Alex.
Alex just, Spencer said.
He wasn't screaming or anything.
Spencer said it just got you.
Just nipped you. Get over
there. Just caught
your
jersey.
I didn't say that.
All right, here comes Riggs Toby, number 8 batter here, catcher for the Indians. Takes a hard heater right on the inside edge of the plate for strike number 1. 2 outs here. 2-1 ball game. Cavaliers lead us. They picked up 2 in the bottom of the first. Indians looking to dent the old scoreboard here. Let's do it with 2 outs. There's a fastball coming in there. Runner goes. Pitch is way out. What?
I'm on top of
they must have tagged him as he came past. I didn't.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Umpire says tagged him on his helmet. High, the throw was high into the first base side. Alex was getting down. And
nobody's complaining. So
easy peasy. He's out. So 3 up, 3 down the hard way for the Cavaliers. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Cavaliers 2, Indians nothing.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helba Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Bobby, how often do you see the owners of Coopers? You see them once a week?
No, I mean, like Cole Cooper, I see them every day.
Cole, yeah?
Yeah, so the shareholders are, they're there all the time, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, that's a pretty good commercial because you see, and Jim and Gary are there once a week easy.
So. Sure, sure. All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning, it's going to be Mason Welch, who's the DH for Curtis Duer. Steps in there and swings it to first pitch and fouls it up over our heads for strike number one.
A lot of stuff happened in the old school board meeting last night.
Yeah.
Did we hire a basketball coach?
Yep, girls. Can we hire a, first of all, Ryan Steinbrenner is our new principal.
Yep. Congratulations, yeah. Old RJ. That's RJ it. The DJ.
Yeah. RJ the principal. Did do great there.
Yeah. What? How long has he been in junior high?
6 years.
I was going to say
has
five.
Has it been that long? So,
yeah, I was going to say five.
I thought it was three.
And then
that one's high. Ball one.
And then he, we hired Holly Gann as the junior high principal. Congrats to Holly, which means we don't have an athletic director. And then they said we have, Rob Ooh. Said how many applications we have, like 24 for the elementary principal.
Is that right?
So that'll be the next
one. I bet there's a couple good ones in there then. I bet we get a good one out of that.
That ball was inside, evens the count. Two balls, two strikes here, nobody out, bottom of the second inning. Curveball gets hit. Oh, cherry hop down to Caden Greasy. He fires up, fires over to Daniel Patch for out number one. Nice play by our third baseman. Did we hire a girls basketball coach, Bobby?
Yes.
Or no? Yes?
Yep. Deitch is his name. Does that sound right?
Is he the young man from Parkway?
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Very good.
Yep. Been in the Parkway coaching staff for the last 6 years. JV, varsity assistant. And young man who works at Wayne Hospital as in their pharmacy. And
excellent. That pitch is outside for ball one. One up, one down here, bottom of the second inning. Cole Wetzler, now your batter. Surprised Grandpa and Grandma didn't come over, but they're listening. That pitch is outside.
Oh, they're here.
Kathy here?
Yeah, she's okay. Here. She texted me, so I'm here. We're just
okay.
They're high.
Listening. They're like Neil. Listening and just hanging out. God love them.
They're probably actually listening to what you say, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 2-0, taken all the way. That's going to be high.
Actually, they might be sitting out there on right field in that red vehicle. I'm not saying what Chuck and Kathy drive. I don't want anybody to go over there and either car.
Keep an eye on it. Kathy, if you're over there, wave out that window. Taken all the way again was Etzler for strike number one. Three balls, one strike. One out here. Bottom of the second inning. 2-0 ball game. Cavaliers on top. Here comes the 3-1. Swing and a miss.
Good pitch.
That's the one he pulled the old string on.
Yep.
Hustler was waving.
Front.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is she? That is classic.
Awesome.
Just takes about 10 seconds for it to get out there. Swing and a miss. Bo's first strikeout.
Well, he was down three balls, no strikes, right?
Yeah, he was. He was in the hole 3-0 and came back and got him.
Should have thrown those three pitches first.
Saved him, saved his arm a little bit.
Yeah.
So as he goes down swinging for out number one, or out number two, beg my pardon. Beg your pardon. Going to bring Keegan Brueggemann to the plate. Keegan is the pitcher for the Cavaliers. Swings at the first pitch fastball right on top of it.
Girls softball trailing Coldwater 4-0 early in that game.
We got them here or were they at home?
That is at
home. At home.
I think the boys JV are playing up
yep.
there.
Oh, there's a great punt down the first base line. Bo's going to have to make a hard play, and he does.
Nice play,
nice
Bo.
Job right there by Bo, getting off the mound. Comes over, scoops up the ball in the infield, flips it over to Daniel Patch, and that's going to do it for the Cavaliers. Three up, three down. We go to the top of the third. Cavaliers 2, Indians nothing.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
The Fort Recovery Athletic Department is giving you a great opportunity to save money on your Fort Recovery sports season tickets. All season passes for both adults and students for the 2023-2024 sports seasons will be drastically reduced now through April 28th. Head up to the high school office and they'll give you the details, but here's one example. For a family of five who would usually get two adult all-sport passes and three student all-sports passes, you can save $175 if you buy them before April 28th. So head up to the high school office and buy next year's season tickets before April 28th and save big.
Sorry, we're back.
That's a pretty good deal we got on those tickets. You know that, Bob?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Hey, Michelle Holman is homesick.
What's wrong with
she's
Michelle?
Listening. I don't know. It's, she put the big
she,
green.
Is she homesick or is she homesick?
She's homesick.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thought maybe she was in Florida.
No. She's homesick and she's listening and she said, go Indians.
So she's under the weather. Get better, yeah. Miss and the Mrs.
Person,
Hellman.
And the person who waved out there is Mike Etzler. Mike said out there was Mom. So hi, Mom.
Oh, that's funny. All right, here we go. Top of the third inning. Cavaliers up by two. Going to face Riggs Toby, Bo 10, and then we roll back to the top, which is actually Sage Wendell in place of Landon Post, who was ejected in the first inning.
And not for arguing. He got ejected because he didn't slide into home, and evidently got to slide into home.
Got to get down.
Yep.
Got to get down. Got to get low. That's pretty good popcorn.
Great popcorn.
There's a curveball. Stays high. Riggsy gets back in front. Two balls and a strike.
Girls softball is playing Coldwater tonight. Girls, the boys JV playing tonight also. So there's a lot of action going on over at the fort.
Swing and a foul ball by Riggsy. That was a good pitch to swing at, too. He just missed that puppy.
Thursday, the Marion Local Flyers come to the battlegrounds, take on the Indians. That'll be right here on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday on Fort Recovery Radio, it's softball girls action. National Trail comes to the fort. And Saturday, we're going down to Dayton. Dayton Dragons?
We might.
We're going to play the Dragons.
I got season tickets to the Dragons.
So you'll have good seat there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got good seats, but I think we'll go up in the booth. I
awesome.
Might as well, if it's supposed to be rated. What else am I going to do? Might as well go down there. They got a great little bar across the street. Works out pretty good.
Yeah.
Here comes the 3-2. Taken all the way. Good eye by Riggsy. And that's going to be our leadoff base runner. I like that, folks.
Yep. It's big time.
That's two innings in a row. But the Indians have brought back their batter who was, you know, he was on, I mean, Troy let us off, and he was up in the first inning when Landon got thrown out, and Riggs was up in the second inning when, who got thrown out?
Alex
Deuce. Kind of crazy. You don't see that very often.
It's interesting.
Interesting stat right there. Meaningless. All right, Boatin, let's get him over here. What do you say? Quick throw over. Had him leaning a little bit, but he got back in there just in the nick of time.
I think we should do a game from on top of the batter's eye sometime.
I here? Think that is a yeah. foot wide.
We can get on. We're straddling.
That's straddling.
How the hell are we going to get up there?
Pogo stick.
Hey, there's a nice bunt. Back to Brigham, and Brigham's going to have a play at second. Does fire it over to second, and then they fire to first. Not in time. So Bo got it down, just happened to bunt it right directly back to the pitcher.
Yep, a little
pitcher
too hard.
Came off and
yeah, good job by the catcher. Right away he was yelling 2-2-2 and nice. Got him by a foot.
Yep, so Riggs goes down 1-6 in the old score, but Bo 10 reaches on a fielder's choice. And we got one away. We roll back to the top, and that brings up Sage Wendell. Sage takes a first pitch strike. Come on, 14.
Sage has had a pretty decent run since he popped up at, was that Tri-Village, I believe, a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. That's right. Here comes the 0-1. Curveball stays high.
Beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky, boys.
Nope. Still, cold, but... Yep. Still 52 degrees, ain't too shabby.
Sunshine, a little bit of a breeze.
Comes the pitch. Swung on. Weak ground ball down the third base line. Going to be a tough play. Goes in fair territory. You're going to pull a first baseman off the bag. I tell you what, it was foul for a little bit, Bobby. I don't know if you saw it bounce foul. Bounced back into the fair territory. And
Indians got their first hit.
Everybody's safe. And Sage Wendell with the Indians' first hit of the ball game.
Awesome.
Come on, Caden.
That brings Caden Greasy to the plate. Caden
definitely button,
struck out
definitely
swinging
button.
His first time up. Yeah, let's get that tying run over to second scoring position. Caden was in the same position the first time up. Takes first
taking
pitch strike. Did not show bunt.
No, he didn't.
He bunted one over the screen the last time up, and I think, if I remember right, he swung at a ball, didn't he, Bobby? You made that comment. Here comes the 0-1. Swinging on a big old curveball out there. Finds himself now in a hole. No balls, two strikes.
Come on, Caden.
Yeah, he's not going to get a straight one to bunt now with two strikes, I can tell you that. Wyatt Ben on deck. Comes 0-2, swung on and
that
hits
one would have hit him.
Was inside for sure, and he fights it off.
He's just antsy.
Knocks her over to the old volleyball court.
Here's a slow curve as a K-burger right here, I'm afraid.
He could pull the old string, couldn't he?
Come on, Caden.
Here comes the 0-2. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Oh! Ooh, that's when you drop your elbow down right there.
Sure.
He could have been knocked right there, but he pulls out of the way. One ball, two strikes.
Yeah, Bergman's fighting control of that curveball. That was a spinner up there.
And these are with the first two runners on here in the top half of the third inning. Nobody out. Greasy at the plate. There is a hard hit ball out towards the center field. The center fielder is going to let us drop in front of him, and all the runners are going to move up.
Nice job, Caden.
Caden, nice job is exactly right. Got down early, comes back, fights it off, picks up two hits in a row now for the Indians. And now the Indians, with bases loaded here and nobody out, chance to do some damage here with Wyatt Ben's plate.
3-4-5 right now. Come
Absolutely.
On, Wyatt Ben.
Stay hot, Wyatt.
Riggs Toby started this, or Bo 10 started this baby off. No, Riggs Toby started it off and made it out. And
Oh, there is one out.
Yeah, he got doubled it.
Yeah, Riggs walked it, and he tried to bunt him over. So yep. There's one out. That's exactly right.
Pitcher is able to.
Good stop.
Good thing we're paying attention to this ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got about 40 pieces of kernel of popcorn in my teeth.
I give you one of these six-year-old butterscotches over here.
Hey, they're not bad.
They're 2 years old.
All right.
Well, they don't go bad.
Since I bought them.
A butterscotch will last up to four years.
Just took a nine iron to that bad boy, and it's still up in the air, and it's way back on the old playground.
He hooked it a little.
Hey, my grandkids are out there. He better not hit them. Could have hurt them.
All good. I don't even think they knew it came out
there. I have no idea.
Evens the count. One ball, one strike. Come on, Wyatt. Put her in play here. Ooh, that one just catches the outside edge and a little low. I thought that could have been called a ball, but it was not. Come on, Wyatt. Fight it off here. Cale Ramo on deck. Let's get some bingo going here. Back-to-back hits. Wyatt calls timeout.
Would he be allowed
grandkids
to do
that? Grandkids are not out to fight. Here they come.
Whole bunch of midgets.
These are little ones. That one's taken outside. Ball two. Keep fighting up there, Wyatt. Keep fighting, buddy. Here comes the 2-2. That swung on.
Way
foul. That is way out there. And way foul.
He's hitting the ball hard.
Come on,
out here. Find a gap.
Keep fighting up there. Keep fighting.
How about a bases clearing double right here?
Here comes the 2-2. Swung on. Cheap one up in the middle. Going to be caught by Brueggemann. He come in there sliding.
Yep.
Off the knob of the bat from Wyatt. And Brueggemann hustles off the mound. Comes in, does a sliding catch for out number two. And all our runners got to stay put. So that's going to bring Cale Ramel to the plate. Cale hit a line drive to the shortstop last time up. This time it'd be nice if he got it between the old 5 and 6 hole out there one time.
Be around here, kid. First pitch heater.
First pitch curveball.
Curveball.
Right across for a strike.
So Henry kids here scouting in shorts. 48 degrees.
Yeah, but they have the sweatshirts on.
Cale gets a hold of one, hits it out towards the left fielder, but right at him.
Man.
He didn't go back a step. He had to come in one step and catch that ball. So the Indians leave him loaded. And we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. Still down two.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The Fort Recovery CIO Desai's Community Garage Sales will be held Thursday through Saturday, April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. There are going to be bargains galore everywhere in and around town, so get to as many of the sales as you can and grab some great treasures. Maps to the dozens of participating sales will be available in many of the businesses around town and also on their Facebook page, Fort Recovery Sci Iota's Eye. Again, Fort Recovery's community garage sales will be held Thursday through Saturday, April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, all around Fort Recovery and the surrounding area.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. Cavaliers up 2-0, and we're going to roll the top. Go back to Marcel Blassing game, followed by Braylon Harderman and A.J. Harderman. First three batters here for the orange and black. Indians man had an opportunity, bases loaded, one out. Little pop-up and then a big old pop-up out to the left fielder for out number three, and the Indians leave them loaded. Back to work, Bo. Come on, babe. That first pitch is high and outside for ball one.
Yeah, last week and this week, we've left a lot of runners on base.
And I'll tell you.
Was that 9 or 10 against Versailles and didn't score a run?
That one's in the dirt, ball two. Come on, Bo. I like to see him start these guys out on top, sort of falling behind 2-0. Too much work to get back into it. That one's inside for ball three, so he starts this guy off. First or leadoff man, Marcel Blassing game with three straight balls. Marcel's 1-for-1 in this ball game. Led the game off with a base hit. Taken all the way, and that's ball four. So the third base on ball is given up by Bo Ten. Puts the leadoff guy down to first base. That is not what I wanted to see.
Taylor made double play. How about that?
Well, can be.
Let's get a right to Alex.
Certainly, certainly can be.
Turn it.
Bo keeping an eye on him. Throws the first pitch in there, and that is rocketed out towards center field. It's going to get past our center fielder. Troy heading out there. He's going to bring it around, and he's going to throw it back in, and that's going to score a run. So a double off the bat of Braylon Harderman brings Blassing game all the way around from first base for the game's third run. Braylon ends up with a double. Second hit of the game so far for the Cavs.
Still nobody out.
Nobody out. Runner at second. 3-0 ball game. Cavaliers in control right now.
Let's start getting some outs here.
Yes, sir. Never good to start off the old inning with a freebie down to first base. A.J. Harlem at your batter. He lined out rocket to Caden Greasy, his first time up.
Reds had 7,375 people there last night.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Is that how many they actually had, or is that how many tickets they sold? Because I was at a sold-out opening day when it was 32 degrees and there weren't 200 people in the stands.
Well, I doubt that, but anyway.
There were.
That's inside. One ball, one strike. Yeah, it was, well, there was definitely some fans there.
Yeah. Cleveland and Oakland this year. They had a four-game series at Oakland.
Here comes a pitch. Curveball gets outside.
The attendance was 3,035, 3,407, 4,714, and 4,930.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. That is low attendance.
That's 15,000 for four games.
Inside, ball three. Come on, Bo. Get that control back here. Come on, fella. Nobody out here. Don't.
Yeah.
Give him a big inning. There comes the 3-1. That's inside. First strike.
Yes. thought it was a little high. Thought it was a little inside.
I thought it hit his sleeve.
Well,
here comes the 3-2. That's a ground ball foul down the third base line. That is funny. I thought for sure that thing hit his sleeve. Definitely blew his sleeve. Sleeve definitely moved, folks. I got good eyes. I got eagle vision.
The Cincinnati Reds just signed Hunter Green to a 6-year, $53 million contract.
All right. That makes me feel happy. Ball four. That makes me mad.
With an option on a 7th year.
It's $8.5 million a year, about.
I'd say that's a
good, it's a steal.
Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of free bases, we just gave them one.
Yes, sir. That is the 4th walk, and I think
and
Coach
Bo's
is going,
done.
Yeah, I think Coach is going to pull a bow. So we're going to take a short break here. We'll see who's coming in to pitch this next inning. Looks to me like it's going to be Alex Deuce. So we'll see once. We'll come back in just a bit.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians. The Museum Speaker Series is back for another season. This coming Sunday afternoon, April 23rd, they will welcome author Alan Gaff, who will talk about his book, Field of Corpses, Arthur St. Clair and the Death of the American Army, a well-researched book about the Battle of the Wabash that took place here over 230 years ago. This talk will be held at the Nazarene Family Center, so there will be plenty of room, and it's handicap accessible. Don't miss the first in this season's speaker series on Sunday, April 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Nazarene Family Center. Signed books will be available.
All right, we're back here. Looks like we're going to have Alex Deuce take over on the mound. For the Indians, Troy coming in. He's going to play center field. Kale moves over to, or Kale, Troy comes in from center field to shortstop. Kale moves over to center field. Looks to me like
Sage.
Sage Wendell goes out to, so we got a lot of stuff going on here. What's going on here, Bobby?
Yeah, we got a lot.
So who's out in left?
Wyatt Benn.
Wyatt stays put.
Could be Tucker Overman.
Tucker Overman, maybe? Sage is still at
17.
Second.
Who's 17?
17 is Tucker Overman.
You know, the Indians had the bases loaded with one out.
And man, thinking, if we could have just evened
that
up.
And now they go bang, 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 and we are in her world of hurt.
Yeah, nobody out here. Alex Deuce takes over on the mound. Runners at first and second. 3-0 ball game here. Bottom of the third inning. Runners at first and second. First pitch low. Ball one. Yeah, gosh dang it. Just can't get that timely hit here right now. That pitch is a ground ball up the middle.
Could be two.
Troy steps on one, fires over to first.
All right,
steps
good
on
job.
Two, fires over to first for out number two. So Troy gets a tailor-made double play hit to him off the bat of Braxton Howell. And that is a 6-3 double play, folks. Does move the runner, Braylon Hardiman, over to third. And Evan Hardiman is now the batter. That one's a fly ball out to Kale. Kale
right.
Should have a
good
can
job.
Of corn out there. And he does. So nice job by Alex Deuce coming in, getting out of that mess in a hurry.
Two pitches?
And we only give up one. So tickled to death with that, folks.
Pleased as punch. That's
yeah,
what I like
pleased
to say.
As punch through three. 3-0 ball game in favor of Coldwater Cavaliers.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, April 29th. They start picking up items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress and sofa items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for the village residents will be on Saturday, April 29th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Warmed up 2 degrees, folks, in exactly 1 hour. Went from 52 to 54 degrees. It's
supposed to be like 100 tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a big number. Troy Ullman at the plate.
Well, 80 Thursday.
Troy struck out swinging his first time up. Indians need some base runners and need some runs, folks.
Now think back to the 60s on Friday.
Big garage sales Thursday and Friday in the fort.
And so Saturday, if there's anything left.
And what you should do if you're anybody with any brains is move away for 3 days.
It's chaos. Yeah. Total chaos.
Just get a hotel in Portland or whatever you got to do. Just get the hell out of town.
The mayor just wants to make it a state of emergency.
Yep.
Here comes the 2-0. Swinging hard. Good cut by the number 11, Troy Homan. Misses it, though.
Yeah, there are a whole bunch of people driving around that are not paying attention to anything except what's in that yard up there.
Yep.
Driving
Chief
across
Fox.
Curbs and stuff.
So that one's fought off foul. Oh, he's going to maybe have a play down the third baseline, and he does. So Troy pops up to the third baseman foul for out number one. And that's going to bring Daniel Patch to the plate. Yeah, Chief Locke's got himself a brand-new clipboard with a brand-new stack of tickets.
All right.
He's going to be busy beaver this weekend.
You going to give him strict to give anybody a ticket that does anything stupid?
I keep wanting to give me a badge just for a couple days during that.
Yep. Well,
he won't give me a gun, but he might give me a badge.
You could make a bunch of money if we would get to keep it if you could just write trucks for semis driving through downtown.
Going down my street. Yeah.
Greg LaFever's listening. Yeah. He said 66 in Cincinnati.
Yep, I knew the big fellow was down there in Cincinnati.
Yeah. He said he's in meetings.
Yeah, he's had meetings all day.
No, he's at a casino.
Oh, Greg, meeting. Well, you've had meetings at a casino.
Greg's at the casino.
And at the
cigar and bourbon.
Yep. Yeah.
I
no
am picturing it. Ooh, nice curveball right there from Briggerman. Freezes Daniel Patch.
Could even have meetings on the golf course.
Yep, he is golfing. We ain't that stupid. He's on hole 28 right now.
We don't fall for that, Greg.
Yeah, Greg. Meetings.
Uh-huh. Here comes the 1-2. Curveball froze him again, and Daniel's going to take a little walk back to the dugout.
Yeah, he didn't even...
Good morning, good afternoon.
And good night. Strikeout number 4 for Brueggemann, and that's going to bring Alex Deuce to the plate.
This press box always has huge flies in it.
Alex got hit by a pitch.
You ever notice that? It's a winter flies. They're here all year long.
Oh. Show me one.
He just hit me here. I'm bleeding. Hit me in the nose. I'm getting blood.
I haven't seen the first fly in here.
I got the biggest ants ever in my house.
You got ants bad?
Well, just not, you know, like you get them itty-bitty, teeny-tiny ones real bad. I just got bionic ones, monsters.
Are you got big ants?
Yeah, I saw one carrying a jelly bean across the counter the other day.
On back-to-back days, I had the absolutely almost minuscule red ones.
Oh, yeah, the little ones.
And then, so I got rid of them. And the next day, big black ones started showing up.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And they like to run in my sink, so I like to spray them down the drain.
Alex swinging at the 2-1 pitch.
I got 20 of them. I haven't seen one in 2 days now.
They're in your bedroom. Don't worry about it. Sleep good tonight.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Deuce is wild. Crawling 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2
is
outs.
Pudge here? Is Pudge here?
Pudge should be
here.
Oh,
yeah, he's here. Yep.
That one's inside, ball 3.
He gave us a big deuce as well.
Oh, you better betcha.
Yeah, I tell you what, it
stepping
was funny.
On my cord, I'm about choked.
I'm on my cord right now. Well, look at it now. Now it's up a Let her down. Let her down. You're going to blow my foot. There we go. Inside, ball four. Nice job, Alex. Base on balls for Alex Deuce goes down to first place. Last time he got down, he got hit by a pitch. Tried to steal and was thrown out and got hit in the helmet.
Yeah, tagged in the helmet.
Third walk given up by Brueggemann.
Hey, the Indians dent the scoreboard against the Cavaliers. Girls, 4-1 now your score.
Good job.
Leading Fort Recovery.
Underbup crosses the plate.
If you want to look at that.
All right, Riggs, come on, baby.
Well, last week, I think we scored almost every one of our runs with two outs.
Yeah. I got no troubles with that. First pitch in there, high. Yeah, these ants I got at home, they are monsters. Four of them had a Reese's Cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Took four of them for a Reese's Cup, huh?
One on each corner. Had their wrapper and everything.
Reese's Cups don't have, oh, the package.
Still in the
corners.
Package, yeah.
Was it the Easter egg Reese's Cups?
Yeah.
My daughter, I love those.
My daughter was freaking out.
Don't they take just like the, taste just like the regular ones?
No, are you stupid?
Yeah, probably, because I don't eat peanut butter, but yeah.
You don't eat peanut butter eggs?
I don't eat peanut butter of anything on purpose.
That swung on and hit foul down the left field line.
Oh,
the Oregon guy came today. He come in.
What's that cost you, about $400?
I don't know. He had a machine gun. He was going to start shooting him because can't just step on him. They all wear helmets. Two balls and a strike, 2 outs here. Top of the fourth inning, Indians need to get a little something going here. Runner at first. Riggsy at the plate. Takes that one a little elevated.
Hey, congratulations. Ashley Sudoff and Tyler Sudoff had themselves a little baby on April 6th.
Well,
just seen him. Ralph Thomas Sudoff. Congratulations to Ashley.
All right.
Here comes the 3-1. Riggsy takes it for a strike.
Ralph's a name you don't hear much anymore.
No, I like that name.
I do like Ralph.
I like the old names. Like
yep.
Bob.
Bob.
Dave.
Ivo.
Hank.
I love Hank, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Here comes the 3-2. There goes the runner. Swung on, and that's going to be hit high in the air. Shortstop's going to go out and take a beat at it. Ooh, and he catches it over his head. And that's going to do it for the Indians in their half of the fourth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Cavaliers still up 3-0.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
All right, we're back here. Getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. All goose eggs up on the scoreboard for the Indians.
Brian Patch has just stuck 42 cookies in his mouth. Look at him. You cannot eat more cookies faster than he's eating them.
Brian going through the cookies?
Yep. I'd love to have one of those right now, too.
See, ooh, they look good. Those are homemade cookies.
Yeah, them are oatmeal, too.
Look at him working them cookies.
Yeah. And you know Annie's a great cook.
I bet she makes some great cookies.
Yeah. She doesn't make as good as Ashley Byram.
Ashley Byram used to make some quality cookies for the boys.
Yes, sir.
We've been shut out this year so far. It's early.
I can put
a request in.
Put an order in. That one's going to hit Mark Hubbard right in the head.
first pitch foul out to the old basketball court.
Nice to see Hubs, Tim Buescher down there. Two of the finest cold water people you know.
Old Boosh.
Rick Rammel down there.
Here comes the 0-1. Curveball catches the outside corner, and that is a pretty, pretty pitch. That's a way to get on top. You know, if Alex can come in here, gosh dang, we can squeak out some runs. We just need to get hot here. Here comes the 0-2 fastball swung on, and that's going over Sage's head and out to the right fielder.
0-2 fastball right down the heart of the plate, big fella.
Yep. So Sudoff leads him off with a base hit out to right field. Hit number 3 for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers scored 2 in the first, 1 in the third.
Justin Kalp coming in to pinch run.
I listened.
For Corey Klinke and the Cavaliers.
Listened the other night, and Justin Kalp played basketball, too, and he played football also, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he was pitching, and I don't remember. I was listening to Pudge for some reason, and he didn't have his control that night. So he's another hurdler for the Cavaliers.
There are not many Kalp athletes.
Not in Fort Govern.
No.
They're a bunch of cold water.
No, your daughter has a chance to have 12 letters.
Well, yeah.
God love her.
Hope she did good tonight.
Ooh, wow, great stop, Riggs.
Outside, saved a stolen base.
Hey, shout out Senior Spotlight. Pete Klingshern is the Senior Spotlight this week. Pete goes to TriStar.
Old Petey. Is he the one who rides the horses?
Yes.
One of them is a horse. I see his mom always has one of them boys with the horses. Pete and Parker. Two good dudes. All right. 1-1, nobody out, and that's going to hit him right in the old shoulder bone.
Ooh, yowls.
And quickly.
And it almost stayed fair, so it could have been a bunt.
Not off his shoulder, though.
Yeah.
If that's me, just call a squad.
Yep.
I ain't getting up. Or just bury me right there in the ground. Just get a backhoe in there and just put me down.
Why is there a big lump here?
Yep.
It's a batter's
box. Got hit.
Yeah, but that'd keep the water if they just throw the tarp across it.
Yep.
Water'd roll off. That's our first hit batsman for the co-water of the Fort Recovery pitchers. But that puts runners at first and second. Sudoff now at first, or Kalp now at second base. And Mason Welch got drilled, and he's down at first base. That's going to bring Cole Wessler to the plate.
Left-handed batter.
Cole struck out swinging his first time up. Probably going to lay a bunt down if I was a betting man.
Did you guys, by any chance?
And he shows bunt, pulls back.
See the 3D thing of the Sawyer Overman Ninja Park?
Yes.
Ain't that cool?
That's,
I have not seen it yet.
That is
it come out
awesome.
Yesterday.
About a two-minute thing?
Yeah.
Man, that is just
I can't
neat.
Wait to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Neil going out head-to-head.
Yep. That you'll do
shows
that
butt again,
that race. Got a looks like a 40-yard dash or something.
Yep.
Be like the one they had about 40 years ago with Chuck Hine and Rick Ports.
Who won?
I don't remember, but I think one of them had to stop and rest.
Yeah.
Ran from one end of the basketball court to the other.
Bunts that one foul for a strike. 2 balls and a strike.
That was fun. That was a fun one to watch.
My son Harrison told his youngest sister, Joelle, that he could beat her in the 400.
What?
Yeah. Harrison said he could do it in 65 seconds or less.
What did Joelle say? Bring it on.
Bring it on, cowboy. Yeah.
And how did it end up?
He ran it in a 64.7.
Whoa.
And beat his sister.
Did he really?
Wow. And she didn't. She's still not talking.
Nope.
Wow.
Still mad.
That's a good pitch by Doozy.
Yes, it was.
Of course, he can't breathe. He still hasn't breathed, and that's been 4 days. Swing and a miss. Got him right there on the 2-2. Nice job, Alex Deuce, to come back on that. So Etzler goes down swinging for out number one. And that brings us to the number 9 hole hitter, the pitcher, Keegan Brigham.
Would be nice to get out of here without giving any more runs.
That would
we can't
be
afford
sweet.
To. Tony Rogers is in the house with his dog. And Tony's got shorts on.
Patchy playing way in for the bunt here at first base. Alex steps off the bag, chases the old runners back. We got a bear down here, Alex. We cannot. Bobby says, give up any more runs. Swing on first pitch. 0-1. Be nice to get an out right here because we roll back to the top to Marcel Blasingame, who has reached both times and scored two times so far for the Cavaliers. So
gotta get an out here. I'm with you.
We need an out. Curveball is popped straight up. Come on, Rick. Catch that bad boy. And he does. Rick. Sir Toby comes up. Throws the old helmet off. Swings back. Catches that one for a out number two. And we roll back to the top. So the inning led off with a base hit by Sudoff. And then Mason Welch was hit by Alex Deuce. And there's your two runners at first and second. But we got two outs. Come on, Alex, bear down here. How about your first K right here? First pitch comes in there, just misses.
Coldwater has eight seniors.
I think he's called that a strike. We got seven, right?
Just saying. Man, yeah. I'm not arguing.
Yeah.
Just saying he got eight.
I got bigger school.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Come on, Alex. Come on, baby. Curveball way outside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, we don't want to load him up for Braylon Harlemer because the last time he had a stand-up double.
Yeah.
And that would clear the bases with two outs.
I'm taking line shot to third base.
I'll take it. Gets a piece of that one, fouls it off the mask of Riggsy. And umpire does his duties. He's walking out, giving Riggs a little time to catch his breath.
We need an organ.
Okay. How about
now
just a recording of organs like that is?
So we get an organ.
No, we want a real organ.
Have Karen Myring come up?
No, I think Marguerite Schreier.
she is a few years past.
Wasn't she an organ player back
then? She might have been. I don't know.
Here comes a 2-1. Oh. There's a rocket. Catch it. Oh, just off the outstretched hands of Troy Homan. That's going to score one, and then the other runners are going to stay put. Man, oh, man, I tell you what, that was so close for Troy to get that puppy. But Blasingame does it again, another base hit.
Man, that ball was hit on the screws.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sudoff comes around to score, make it a 4-0 ball game. Actually, it was Kalp that come around to score.
Yep.
So Marcel's down at first. Welch ends up at second.
Be ready, Sage.
4-0 ball game here. That brings up Braylon Harlemer. First pitch, nice curveball in there for a strike.
Good speed on a base pass, too. They've doubled still earlier tonight.
Good call. And they scored a run off of it, too.
Yes, they did.
Another nice curveball right there. Froze him again. Now he's way ahead of him. Now, don't throw him that fastball. Throw him the curve again.
What kind of dog's Tony got there? He's a good old boy.
Yeah. Threw the fastball. He fought it off. Back out of play. He's had that a while, hasn't he? I think.
Yeah.
Tony lives in Coldwater, too, doesn't he? Isn't he in Coldwater? I think he does. There goes the double steal.
Oh, good. Got him.
Well, struck him out looking.
Yep.
Nice pitch right there by Alex Deuce. Nice job by the defense right there. We hold him to one run. Now we have got to get those bats out. We'll go through the – we're through four. 4-0, Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Port Recovery.
This year's promenade will take place Friday, April 28th at 6 p.m. at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and the doors will open at 5:15. As always, the public is invited to the promenade, and this year you will enter through the Commons area. This year's King candidates are Vian Wing, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Ethan Evers, and Jacob Hartke. This year's Queen candidates are Nung Do, Lydia Brunswick, Taylor Will, Elena Will, and Faith Wendell. The public is invited to stop by the Fortsite Fieldhouse on Friday evening, April 28th at 6 o'clock for the promenade. Doors open at 5:15. Please enter through the Commons area.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. And Bobby, you going to the prom? You go to the promenade?
I go to the promenade. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that is really a neat deal. And the gym's packed. And it's always, I mean, if I got kids there or something, you know, and nieces or nephews.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of in that stage now where I've got no reason to go. You'll be there, right?
Yep. Joel's got a date this year.
Yep.
So as a sophomore, I ain't crazy about
it. Whoa. How's that going to play out? Dad a little upset?
Yeah. Not really.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow night the community club has their meeting at the swim
club. There's a hard hit ground ball to the second baseman. Cherry Hop. Tucker goes out 4-3. Sorry about me.
No, we're always looking for new members to join the community club. So they meet on Wednesday night at the Cooper Pavilion at the swim pool park. So what's the name of swim pool park? Swim pool park?
I think it's just community park.
Park.
Yep. I believe that's it.
There's a ground ball back up the middle.
Tough play.
Tough play by the shortstop. Shoestrings that bad boy and fires Sage Wendell out at first.
Play.
Two up, two down for the Indians. That's going to bring Caden Greasy to the plate.
All right, so without looking, okay, keep your head down.
Without looking, okay.
What has Coldwater won more of? Don't look. Now, don't look.
I'm not looking.
High school baseball state champions or Acme state champions?
I'd have said about the same.
You're,
probably the same years.
But it's not.
Oh, they won a lot of Acme tournaments there for a while.
Doesn't even look like the numbers. Doesn't even look like the years match up at all. I'd have thought it would all be, you know.
I don't know. It's got to be close.
8-7. They ain't won a state championship in Acme since 1994. I don't believe that.
2019.
Acme.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Wow.
Pitch taken for a strike for Greasy.
Speaking of Acme, we host the district this
year. That'll be fun.
Thanks to a lot of guys from Coldwater saying you guys want to do it, and that's really nice of them to do that.
And we
get a chance.
There's a high hopper chopper down to the third baseman. It's going to get past him, and Greasy's going to reach on an air.
And got past the shortstop.
Yeah, they get an air.
Two-out rally going.
Kind of an E5 and 6. I'm going to give it an E5.5.
We're going to get two errors on that.
E5.5.
Well, second baseman didn't do very well either. He didn't even get it. Right fielder wasn't even close.
That brings Wyatt Benn back to the plate. Benny was hit by a pitch in the first inning and then popped up with bases loaded his last time up. Way out in front of that one. Steerack won.
Cal Ram would like another shot at it. He's been up with ducks on the pond every time.
Yep.
Just lined out and flew out.
Yep. Let's find a gap here.
Is that Lori Kalp down there? Ben.
Lori Kalp down there at the end of the bleachers?
Yeah,
I see her.
Hi, Lori Kalp.
Wyatt stays back on that curveball. It's outside. One ball, one strike.
Yep. Back when Jerry was coaching, she was always listening.
Yep.
She froze her butt off at a lot of games.
Yes. Yes, she did. 14 blankets.
Wyatt taking on that one. Curveball catches the outside edge for a strike. One ball, two strikes, two outs.
I'm not sure she ever missed a game, but she did a bunch of them. She might have missed a few.
Yeah, she listened if she, because she'd text me.
If she wasn't there, she was either at work or taking care of
There's a weak ground ball. Tough down play. The third base line is going to be fair.
That's a base
And that's going to be a base hit for Wyatt Bend. I'll tell you what, that Pepe stayed on the old white stripe.
Yes,
and the third baseman had a tough play. He wasn't going to throw him out anyway. So
no, not a chance.
Base hit for Wyatt Bend. Puts runners at first and second. And Kale now again.
It's almost like the out of bounds is above the fair, because the balls are going out of bounds, they're going fair.
Yep.
Yeah. That could be.
I'm an
highly
idiot.
Unlikely, but it could be. All right. Come on, Kale Rammel. Curveball.
Oh. What?
That was outside by a little over a foot for a strike.
Just a bit outside.
Runners at first and second. Cleanup hitter at the plate, Kale Rammel. That one's inside. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh. Caden Greasy sleeping down there, base running, and the catcher come up firing down to second base, and he was dead meat, folks.
I think right now Coach Ink could, like, bite the rubber off.
I think he just bit his pen in eight pieces.
Well,
that's going to do it for the Indians. They're in their half of the fifth inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians trail, 4-0.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Do you have symptoms of heavy, tired legs, swollen ankles, or varicose veins? Vein problems can progressively worsen over time. Wearing properly fitted compression stockings could help improve circulation and provide relief of achy, tired, heavy legs. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bourne, Indiana, and talk to our qualified staff to see how fitted compression stockings could help you. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, we're back here ready for the bottom of the fifth at Veterans Field here in Coldwater, Ohio. I'm going to get us a goose egg here, and then I'm going to turn it over to my partner in crime, and he's going to get us about three runs.
Okay. Well, we might as well make it four. Get it even.
Yeah, I'd just be happy with one at this point. Alex Deuce starts things off with a curveball called strike at the exact same spot he caught a curveball just a couple minutes
ago.
He's
consistent.
Might want to flip the book over so I know what's going on. A.J. Harderman, your batter. That one's outside. Cavaliers with four runs on four hits. There is a weak fly ball going to be over the head and fall in there for a base hit. Thought Sage had a shot at that. It didn't seem like it came off the bat super hard, but just hard enough to get over his head for a leadoff base hit for A.J. Harderman. Cavaliers now with five hits in tonight's ball game. Braxton Howe is your batter.
How many times have they had their leadoff batter on? Three out of five?
One, two, three, four out of five. Come on, Alex Deuce, bear down here, baby, bear down. Quick throw over to first. He's back in time. 4-0 ball game. Due up for the Indians going to be Cale Rammel, Troy Homan, and Daniel Patch in the bottom half of the fifth inning. There is a hard out. That could be a ground ball. One over to Sage. Sage definitely gets you out at second. Ball comes out in the transfer. So we get the leadoff runner. Hal reaches on a fielder's choice. Hardeman goes down 6-4. Pretty good wheels going down to first base. Age would have had to get a gun on that puppy, but big to get the leadoff out. So one away.
I'm trying to figure out what the umpire's doing there. Out, safe, out, safe.
Guess well, I think he
wanted to point. I think he was making transfer.
Yeah.
I'm a stickler.
He kind of did the. He didn't do this, and he went safe. I saw it, but definitely had him out at second. There comes the pitch. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Indians still got a shot here, folks. They got three more at bats at them. They got two more at bats. Like I said.
This is the bottom of the fifth already.
This is the bottom of the fifth. Indians need a goose egg right here. Oh, great curveball right there. Come in there about 58 mile an hour. Evan Arterman's like, that was just nasty.
Tell me when you're going to throw that so I can hit it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. You'd be waiting on that, sitting on it. Two balls and a strike. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Riggs down to second. Get him, boys. We did. Absolutely great throw by Riggs Toby.
No, I didn't strike him out. That was only strike two. Three him out, though.
Absolutely great play right there by Riggs. Couldn't have put it in a better spot down at second base.
Beautiful.
Waiting on the runner to get there. So Braxton Howe goes out one or two to six. Out number two. Empties the bases for Evan Hardimer. That pitch is way outside. Three balls, two strikes. Yeah, that was a flat-out missile that Riggs threw down there. It was perfect positioning. That's high, ball four. So Evan Hardimer goes down to first base. Sixth free pass given up by the Indian pitchers tonight.
Let's not do that anymore.
Nope.
Looks like maybe a pinch hitter.
It looks like we got number five coming into bat. Let's see if I can find out who that is. That's going to be, well, Luke Sudoff was playing.
So maybe he isn't a pinch hitter.
Yeah, I think
Coach was talking to the umpire about something that looked like he was going to.
Luke Sudoff is your batter. One for two in the ball game. Came around, scored a run here in the fourth inning. Come on, Indians, bear down here. Don't let them get anything going here with
two outs. No, we can't get any more.
Nice pitch right there by Alex for a strike. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Indians trying to put another goose egg on the board here for the Cavaliers and get their bats warmed up. We need a big inning, folks. There's a curveball. It's going to be a hard one play for Troy. Troy comes in, charges it, and fires over to
nice
Daniel.
Nice job.
And that was a pretty play by Troy Homan.
It was.
Out number three. We got five in the books. Coldwater four, Indians zero.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Hey everyone, the Donald here, and I'll totally be at the Fort Recovery Harvest Jubilee in Fort Recovery, Ohio on June 17th. Be there and say hi to me. Please don't make me beg. I need the money.
You didn't believe that, did you? That's AI. It's not real. And it'll come for all of our jobs one day. But you know it is real. This is the first year of the Battleground Shootout, an 18-plus dodgeball tournament at the Fort Recovery Jubilee, June 17th. Gather a team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball. Only $30 a person. Also, follow the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament event page on Facebook for updates.
Hey, John Madden here, and I come back from the grave to call play-by-play at the Battleground Shootout.
Again, AI, not real. Come on.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. My partner back here talking to the co-owner of the McSober Saloon. Think he's getting our wings ordered? Nicely done back here, Pods. I like mine extra crispy. Indians going to be going with Cale Rammel, Troy Homan, and Daniel Patch. First three batters here for the Indians. And I'm telling you, folks, it's time the Indians get the old bats warmed up.
Yep, and get some timely hits. And you know, we put runners on base.
Yeah, Bobby going to take care of it. How's Mr. Mormon doing back here, Bobby?
He's doing great. He's doing great. We're just talking about the Landon Post deal when he slid in home, mm-hmm. and well, he didn't slide in. And he said that is a he gets tossed in this game, and that's a one-game suspension, too. So Landon will not be in action Thursday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why don't we schedule a game tomorrow?
Yeah, just, yeah.
Make up
against our JV team.
Yeah.
All right, here's Cale. Cale is 0 for 2. He lined out and flew out the left field with the bases loaded. That pitch is high. 2 balls and a strike.
He is putting the bat on the ball. We just need him to drop in.
That's pretty funny.
3-1. That one's outside. 3-1. We need base runners.
I just noticed out there on the center field wall, it's kind of hard to see the state championships out there. You just 8-foot letters out there.
Yep. You're like, man, that Bob knows a lot about.
How did he figure that out?
Yeah.
I'm trying to peek out over towards this way, thinking it's over there. Nope, straight in front of me.
Yep. Full count now is that's a strike at the letters.
8-7. He didn't lie to you, folks.
Nope. Sign in the full count pitch. That's a slowly hit ball fielded on slides, the pitcher does. Fires it across, and then a bang banger gets Cale. So that's one up, one down, and the Indians in the sixth.
Pretty good play.
There's Troy Hellman. Yep. Yeah, it was a nice play. He's an athlete.
Yeah, pretty good player right there, folks. Yep.
1-3 if you're scoring at home. A lot of people score at home.
I don't think they do.
Hellman might.
I do.
She's at home. She's sick. She's throwing up. Got diarrhea.
Got the hennies.
Feeling terrible. We'll just tell you what we'll do. We'll just take Todd to McSober's tonight, and we'll bring some wings home for her. That always feels good on her belly.
Yeah.
Some McSober wings.
Smoking hot wings. Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Oh! Right off the old
took us. Just got plunked in the old butt. So he's on first. Hit by a pitch. That's the third batman. It's got hit. Batsman.
Put that down over there.
Okay. Hit pitch 3. Oh, you keep stats as you go.
Oh, yeah.
You're good at this. Here's Patchy. Patchy has not had a good day. Struck out swinging, struck out looking. Come on, big fella. One time.
I've yet to have my stats correct. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Nobody knows.
But you also haven't had them corrected. Nobody's come up and said, hey, you got that all wrong.
Mr. Kemp, you are off.
Nice crowd here on Tuesday night. MAC Baseball. There's a ground ball in the hole. Tough play. Throw over and they get him. Throw the first. Oh, they double up Big Dan. In the inning, no runs, no hits. Nobody left and through 5.5. Cavs 4, Indians nothing.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today. Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery has openings in their parts department. If you're friendly and professional with a working knowledge of farm equipment, consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Applicants need to have solid computer skills, a good ability to communicate, and the desire to learn. Full-time employees enjoy great pay and benefits. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers. Consider joining the parts department at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Stop in soon or give Hull Brothers a call today.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library this week.
Here's your chance to get some great bargains on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. Be sure to stop by and check out the bargains anytime this week at your library during their used book sale. Head up to your library to find some treasures all this week during normal library hours.
It's all right. We'll have to take a drive out to Eldora, Bobby.
Sorry, maybe forgot to tell you we're back.
We are back?
Maybe it's just warming the old motors up.
I don't know. So I lost a book. I was in at a half inning. I watched four pitches, and they took the book from me.
Well, the clock didn't move. It was 6:39 when it started. And then 6:39 when I get the book back.
That was the fastest inning.
Fastest three outs of all time for the Indians.
Bob's efficient.
Officially fired.
I am efficient. You got to give me that.
I will give you that. All right, Alex Deuce back out there getting ready for the bottom half of the sixth inning. And folks, we need a goose egg. Pressure's on the Owl bats now here. One more chance at them. Brueggemann, no doubt, going to go back out there and pitch after throwing strenuous four-pitch inning the last half.
Annie Patch's mom and dad, they're awesome.
They're at every game.
Yeah, they are. You talk about
them. Funny?
Yeah, they are just beautiful people.
I gave her. She was over at Matt and Mandy's. Annie's mom was, and I picked my peaches last year. Oh, curveball stays high. Picked my peaches. I couldn't use all of
them. Bye, guys.
So I took them over there. She made fun of me.
You picked your peaches. You grow peaches?
Oh, yeah.
You got a tree or where you at?
Two trees. Swing and a miss right there. Good pitch, Alex. Over at shop. I got some fruit trees.
Oh, okay. Peach trees?
I had some awesome peaches.
Really?
So anyhow, I had little ones.
Thanks for the tip. I know where to get my peaches.
Well, you can have all you want. Ooh, check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Nice job, Alex. Dude, strike three.
Could you also pick them for me and kind of set them on one of those tables you have out front?
I do pick them. My kids love to pick them. So that's a K looking.
You got an apple tree?
Yeah.
Do you really? How's the apples?
Wormy.
Are they wormy?
Yeah.
Spray them.
I'm organic.
Oh, are you organic?
Okay. Yeah, I'm organic.
Worms don't hurt nobody.
Nope. I eat them babbies.
I do love the apples off the tree when you ripe and they just sweet. You know,
do you like
sour.
Them soft or crispy?
Oh, I like crispy.
I do too.
Oh, me too.
I do too.
I cannot eat a soft apple.
I'm with you 100%. Yeah. All right, with one away, that's going to bring Cole Wessler. Nope, Cole Wessler's got a new batter up here. That's number 10, Bobby. Do your job.
Number 10 is Jack Schreier.
Jack Schreier batting for Cole Wessler.
Jack is a senior for Coach
gotcha.
Clinky. Flair. Oh,
come on, Sage. Get out there. He got it.
All right.
Great play by Sage Wendell.
That was a nice play.
Yes, it
Good
was.
Job, Sage.
Covered some ground right there.
Looking in the sun.
Now let's see. Now we got another pinch hitter.
16.
Going to be batting for Keegan Brueggemann. I wonder if
Paul Buescher.
I bet that.
You think that's any relation to Tim?
I would say it's his nephew. I'd say it's Todd Buescher's boy.
No, it's not Todd. His is Blade.
Yeah.
Blade.
I think he's a senior now, too.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He did not play baseball.
Paul Buescher, your batter. Two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians need a goose egg, and then we do need to go up in three bloops and a big old blast.
I'll tell you what, though. The Indians pitching has pitched well today.
Yeah, I mean, all in all, I mean, we talked about it last night. We didn't know who was going to start. We figured it. You thought it might be Alex. I figured it would be Bo since he pitched last Tuesday. But
so who gets the ball Thursday? Probably Caden.
Either that or probably Caden. Yeah,
could be Jackson.
Nice curveball, jams
Irving.
So is Bo allowed to pitch at all on Thursday?
Yeah, pitching on Tuesday. I don't think they'll throw him on
it either.
But he only threw 20 pitches.
Yeah,
he threw more than that. But.
He'll probably pitch the Dragons.
He may pitch the Dragons. There's another fly ball over to Sagey. Sagey's behind the pole. Can't see him, but he does make the play. Three up, three down for Alex Deuce, and the Indians coming up for their last chance. We'll go to the top of the seventh inning. Still trailing 4-0.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
New pitcher.
All right, welcome back to Veterans Field here in Coldwater. Trying to figure out who's our pitcher out there,
Marcel
Bobby.
Blassingame.
Marcel Blassingame coming in to take over for Brueggemann, who pitched six innings of shutout baseball. And I'm assuming he's still out there. I don't know where he moved, but who knows? We brought in a couple new batters there in the bottom half of the sixth inning. So let's see if the Indians got a little something here for Blassingame. It's going to be Alex Deuce, Riggs Toby, and Tucker Overman, first three batters here for your Indians.
Some good games in the league tonight. St. Henry's at New Knoxville. Minster Versailles should be a good one over Versailles. Fort was here at Coldwater. Parkway Delphus would be a good one. And Bremen Marion. So a lot of good matchups. And then Thursday night, St. John's goes to Versailles. St. Henry and Bremen. New Knoxville goes to Minster. We got the Flyers and the Mighty Cavs and the Panthers go at it at Parkway on Thursday.
Very, very good. Alex goes up there, and he takes the first two balls inside for that one's outside, ball three. So let's get the first guy on again. We have had our first guy on.
How many LOBs
like Spencer
we got?
Said, seven.
We've
stranded seven. There's a strike right down the heart of the plate. Right down Broadway, as old cowboy likes to call it.
Old Broadway.
Three balls and a strike coming to Alex. That one's in the dirt, ball four. So we have had our leadoff guy on one. Two. Three times. They had their leadoff guy.
Counting this one or this four?
Yeah.
Three.
Paul Buescher is Tim Buescher's son.
Paul is Timmy's boy.
That's what Greg LaFever says. There we go.
Why is he not paying attention to his putts if he's at the golf course?
Who's that?
Greg.
He's done golfing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there golfing now. Maybe actually at a meeting.
There's a strike right there.
He's at the blackjack table.
Riggs gets himself in a hole. No balls, two
Come
strikes.
On, Riggs.
Got a battle here, Bubby. Got a battle here. Tying run in the hole here for the Indians. Tucker Overman on deck. That one is a fly ball out towards the center fielder. Center fielder sneaking over towards the right field side and makes the play for out number one. So Riggsy goes down. Fly ball to the center fielder.
Why are we hitting them at their fielders? Let's not do that anymore.
That's baseball, folks.
Yes,
all right, Tucker Overman coming to the plate. Tucker grounded out to the first baseman. His last time up. Brueggemann held the Indians to three hits.
See Grandpa and Grandma down there.
Yep.
Time called now.
See what's going
Butcher's
on here.
Doing something. I can't see. Looks like he's doing something with his glove, maybe.
Giving the old grease ball.
I bet he's got Vaseline in there.
Oh, yeah. I bet
here that's comes it. The greaser, folks.
Them cold water people, you can't trust them.
Here comes the greaser. Another pitcher. See him back there?
Yeah.
He turns his back to us. He's got the Vaseline, pulls that out of his pocket.
No wonder we ain't scored.
Look at them two fingers.
Yeah, he wasn't as fast at it. At
pointer finger program. And middle fingers never look so shiny.
Yep. This ball could hit us.
Heads up, batter. Could go anywhere. And it could be a strike right down the middle.
It could be right down the pike.
One out here in the freaking top of the seventh. Indians trailed by four. Come on.
What kind of sauce you get on your wings when you go to McSilver's? Are you a barbecue
guy? Oh, I just get the standards, the ones they've made forever and ever and ever. Their secret recipe.
Huh?
It's their secret recipe. I tried to get it from Jerry one night. I thought she had a little bit too much to drink. GP wouldn't give her up. She said, I don't give up the recipe. Good eye by Tucker outside. One ball, two strikes. Tough one to lay off of, but he did.
Go, Tucker.
Homemade blue cheese.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not blue cheese. Blue cheese is disgusting.
Oh, it's awesome.
Are you serious?
I'm a ranch guy.
Ranch is okay.
Oh,
that is a no doubter.
Yeah.
Frozen for strike three.
Yep.
Out number two, and the Indians are now down to their last out. We roll back to the top to Sage Wendell.
What's Sage done today?
Sagey has had a base hit his first time up and grounded out to the shortstop. So he's one for two. Okay.
To be two for three, being two for three at least, with an RBI. Let's get him an RBI. Put one in the gap.
Yeah. Okay. So we ain't going to try to stretch it. His run out there doesn't mean much, but we'll get him across if we can. Ooh, got him on the curveball.
That's kind of a defensive swing there.
Yeah, right? That was like, holy cow, that thing's going to cut across the plate. I got a swing too late.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. Indians' last chance here.
My greasy belly's rumbling.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Yep.
Poor guys.
Thanks, Neil.
Did you guys have lunch?
Actually, I had.
That one's fought off and fouled.
They
across
had the
road.
Dare.
He made it in the basket.
Did he get in?
Yeah, he just bounced it off the backboard
went
and
right in,
right through the net. That's two. Can I give us two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it should be a three. Three pointer.
Yeah,
good
it's
God,
a three pointer. Yeah.
Toby Seifring needs to get new nets up there. Come on, Toby.
There's a ground ball to shortstop. Okay. Easy scoop. Fires across the field, and that's going to do it. Cavaliers are going to take care of business tonight and beat our Fort Recovery Indians 4-0. We'll be back with a little wrap-up right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Yep. All right, we're back here in the old press box here at Cavalier Stadium. And the Indians fall 4-0 to the Cavaliers, Calpe, and we had chances. We left a few on base, and I'm going to let you go the rundown.
Yeah, you know, again, that's two times in a row I've been on a Tuesday night game, and tonight we stranded seven. But, you know, Brigham did a good job. Every time he got in trouble, somehow he snuck out of that baby, and we helped him one time. You know, we had one out and just could not get anything in play. We popped one up, and then Cale hit that fly ball out to the outfield. But, you know, that's baseball, and the Cavaliers are tough. They don't make any – they made no errors, again, like normal. They does show one up there. I can't remember what it would be, but
– that one that unless, got between the yeah, – under the
yeah. – oh, that's right.
– baseman and the shortstop, yeah.
That's right.
We gave him two errors.
That's right. That's yeah. right. They had an error. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Two errors on the same
– they had an error. It was an E5.6.
Yep.
You know, get through both
one thing,
of them,
Calpe, is – that when you play Coldwaters and you play St. Henry's and you play the Versailles, you have to play our team has to play perfect baseball. And tonight, starting the first inning, you know, we had runners on, we had Landon Post, and Landon come, you know, had a play at the plate, Landon didn't slide in, He was ejected from the game, and now he's got to sit out another game. And you could just see, you know, there you take your best player out, you know, your hottest hitter in that lineup.
Yeah, your senior. I mean, and it definitely deflated the squad, didn't it?
And then we had Caden get picked off second on a line shot. And you're not going to beat Coldwater doing that.
No.
You have to play perfect baseball if you're going to beat these top teams in this league. And I guarantee you Coach Einick is telling him that right now. He said, you know, we had a hell of an effort tonight. Our pitching staff, our pitches
did everything they could, yeah.
But you don't beat these guys making mental errors, and we got to clean it up.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Bobby. That's exactly right in a nutshell, folks. For the Cavaliers, they had 4 runs on 5 hits. They only struck out 4 times. We gave them 6 base on balls. They only stranded 3.
Yeah.
They get them on, get them over, get them in.
Yeah.
We hit them 1 time. They only had a couple of stolen bases. They did commit an error. For the Indians, no runs on 3 hits. We struck out 5 times. They gave us 3 base on balls. They did hit us 3 times. So we got 6 free runners. We had, I think, 1 stolen base.
Yeah.
And actually 2. But then, you know, it is what it is. But
well, it's just like you guys at the Versailles last week. You know, we just have to get that clutch hit. And we're not getting it either.
Yeah. The guys that got the hits tonight was Landon Post. I take that back. That was Sage Wendell who came in for Landon Post, Caden Greasy and Wyatt Benn. And Greasy and Benny's was both down the third base line.
Yep.
And somehow stayed fair.
That's right.
Dangest thing I've ever seen. Like Bobby said, it seems like the outfield,
right,
the foul territory is higher than the infield, and they bounce back into play. But for the Cavaliers, they had 5 hits. Leading him was Marcel Blasingame. He had 2 hits. He was 2 for 3. Braylon Harderman had a hit. A.J. Harderman had a hit. And Luke Sudoff had a hit. Those are your guys that got a hit for the Coldwater Cavaliers. And they take it from the Fort Recovery Indians. 4-0 over here at Coldwater. And, Spencey, unless you need something else, Bobby's going to go over some stuff here coming up this week.
Yep. Thursday we got Indians are taking on the Marion Local Flyers at the Battlegrounds. And that game will be on Fort Carey Radio. But get out there, 80 degrees, beautiful day. Get out there and enjoy that new stadium. Friday, the girls' softball team has National Trail over there at the LeFevre Family Park. And then on Saturday, we go to Dayton Dragons. We're going to take on Dayton Air Park. We're going to take the Lincoln View Lancers on. And don't forget, get ready for the big garage sales in town. Neil's all pumped up.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday and Friday. Calpy is also taking off work a couple days. He's going to do some shopping for Lucy. Lucy loves it.
There,
he brings home
there's
nice
something
stuff.
for wedding anniversary, maybe.
For my good friend, Davey Calp, the mayor of Fort Recovery. For Neil Spencer, the owner-operator, I am Bob Stolper. We'll see you Thursday, Indian Baseball and Fort Recovery Radio.
To Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.